This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department found five units of the Israeli military responsible for gross violations of human rights and incidents that took place outside of Gaza before conflict broke out between Israel and Hamas in October. That's according to the State Department on Monday.
Four of these units have effectively remediated these violations, which is what we expect partners to do. It is consistent with what we expect all countries whom with we have a security relationship with.
A State Department deputy spokesperson, Vedant Patel, who said U.S. weapon sales to the units will not be affected. He declined to offer specifics on what violations of human rights were committed, which units were involved, or what remediation steps were taken. Colleges around the U.S. are imploring students, protesters of the war in Gaza, to clear out 10 encampments with rising levels of urgency. Police used pepper spray as they made more arrests Monday at the University of Texas. Protesters at Columbia University ignored an ultimatum for students to leave the encampment for or face suspension. Student negotiator Seda Polat.
We will not be moved by these intimidation tactics. You can see outside you now that the students are mobilized. There's hundreds of them here today. They will not be moved. We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Sound courtesy of WABC TV, students and others have been sparring over the Israel-Hamas war. The United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas officials are in Egypt to discuss the new proposal. Ahead of a visit to Israel this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urges Hamas to accept it. This is VOA News. The debris from a missile that landed in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv on January 2nd was from a North Korean ballistic missile. That's according to United Nations sanctions monitors, telling a Security Council committee in a report seen by Reuters on Monday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson has details.
Days after the January strike, the local prosecutor's office showed fragments of the missile to the media, suggesting they could have been from one supplied by North Korea. In the report, the monitors concluded that the debris was from a Hwasong-11 series missile and is in violation of the arms embargo on North Korea. It's been under UN sanctions since 2006 over its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. The U.S. and others have previously accused North Korea of transferring weapons to Russia to use against Ukraine, which it invaded over 2 years ago. Both have denied the accusations.
U.S. officials are negotiating the removal of American troops from Niger after the country's military junta ended a long-standing pact. Analysts say similar moves have not improved military security for Niger's neighbors. Henry Wilkins reports for VOA.
The U.S. State Department said that U.S. officials in Niger were negotiating the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. 2 weeks earlier, Russian troops arrived in Niger's capital, Niamey, to offer security support in the country's nine-year-old conflict with militants linked to Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Niger is the latest Sahel country fighting an insurgency to eject Western forces and replace them with Russian troops after neighboring Burkina Faso and Mali. Henry Wilkins, VOA News.
One of the winners of a $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot this month is an immigrant from Laos who has had cancer for 8 years and his latest chemotherapy treatment last week. Cheng Charlie Zafan told a news conference held by the Oregon Lottery on Monday that he and his wife would take half the money and the other half would go to a friend who chipped in $100 to buy a batch of tickets with them. Zafan said he'd buy a house and find a good doctor for himself. He also said he was born in Laos and moved to Thailand in 1987 before emigrating to the U.S. in 1994. Ecuador has filed a complaint at the top U.N. court over what it calls Mexico's illegal decision to grant political asylum to a former Ecuadorian vice president, which led to Ecuador's highly criticized raid on the Mexican embassy earlier this month. The Ecuadorian complaint at the International Court of Justice in the Netherlands intensifies a high-profile diplomatic quarrel with Mexico.